Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I would like to welcome you to the Wilner Window. I guess first I should wish all of the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, I have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, Don.
And I have Dr. Richard Podell.
Oh. Good afternoon.
Okay. Now, we're going to start off the show today by covering a few different topics, some pretty interesting stuff. First, I want to make some observations on so-called food-based vitamin supplements. A heads up on some events that will be coming up during the month of June. And lastly, we're going to recap some impressive new research on nutritional supplements that have been published in the past week or two. Okay, so first, let me make some comments on these so-called food-based supplements. Now, I have no problem with these types of products as long as you don't allow yourselves to be misled about what they really are and what they really do. Based upon the misconceptions I hear from customers and, unfortunately, personnel from other stores, here are some of the misleading claims that I hear. Number one, the vitamins in food-based supplements are absorbed better. Now, stop and think about it for a second. Why would that be the case? If being mixed with food improves the absorption, then all we need to do is take any supplement with food, and you basically accomplish the same thing. Number two, the vitamins in these food-based supplements, they are natural. They're organic. Well, that's nonsense. If you add so-called synthetic vitamins to food concentrates, yeast concentrates, or any other type of culture, what you end up with is a mixture of synthetic vitamins and food concentrates. And that's what you have. Number three, the vitamins in food-based supplements are somehow inherently modified or changed by being incorporated into these types of supplements, into these concentrates of various types. Now, if you don't know any chemistry, I guess you can't be blamed, perhaps, for believing these types of claims. But it's just not true. You know, we can't turn lead into gold. And likewise, we cannot change the inherent nature of these vitamins merely by mixing them or cooking them or stirring them in a pot with some natural food concentrates. Now, does this mean that I believe there's no place for these types of products? No. I'm not saying that. It is always preferable to get as many of the natural associated food factors as possible along with your vitamins. You know, you always want to get flavonoids and the natural phytonutrients along with the vitamins whenever you can. But there is no free ride. The more room you take up in a tablet or a capsule by putting in various concentrates and cultures and yeasts, the less room there is for the actual vitamins and minerals. Trying to hide that fact by implying that somehow, magically, these lower potencies are equivalent to higher potencies merely because they are in a food matrix is misleading and potentially dangerous. Okay, now, before I turn the microphone over to Dr. Podell, I want to alert you to a couple of events that are coming up in June. First, on June 20th, Friday evening, I will be giving a lecture at the New York Open Center. The topic is, as they call it, nutritional supplements separating fact from fiction. Now, I'm sure you'll find this interesting. The Open Center is in Manhattan. They charge a small fee. I think it's $18 for members and $20 for non-members. But I guarantee that if you're interested in supplements, you will learn a lot. So I hope to see you there. For more information, check the ads in the current sale flyer or the catalog, or go to our website, www.wilner.com, again, Wilner with two L's, and check the link under News and Events. I'm looking at it right now. The first item under News and Events is lecture, supplements, blah, 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 okay? So that's Friday, June the 20th, Friday evening, in Manhattan at the New York Open Center. You can come and hear me give a little lecture. Next, on the following day, the 21st of June, the radio station is holding their annual health fair. You've probably heard them running ads for it the last week or two. We will be there. We'll have a booth. And we have something special lined up. We're going to have some experts from Solgar on nutrigenomics. This is the new thing about doing a genetic testing that will tell you what your weaknesses might be and what nutritional supplements you can use, sort of a tailor-made supplement program based upon your genetic makeup. Very interesting stuff. So we'll have some people there at the booth to explain this revolutionary technique of using the genetic testing, help you determine your optimal nutritional regimen. So make sure that you attend the OR Health Fair, or I'm not sure what they call it this year, but you can also find a link to that on the website as well under News and Events. Also, Solgar has told me that they are going that we'll do a raffle, a free drawing, and we're going to give away one free genetic testing packet. It's an expensive, well, it's not cheap, let me put it that way. So if you come by the booth, you can also have a chance to win a free genetic testing kit. Okay? So there's a couple of things I wanted to alert you to. Let's see. I'll tell you what, Dr. Podell, you want to get started maybe? You cover the first thing, and maybe then we'll take a break, and then we can cover the rest. How's
that sound? This is Dr. Podell, and I'm here to update you. We may or may not get all the way through Alzheimer's and eczema, because Don spent fascinating time talking about his lecture. Actually, this genetic testing, you know, it's still sort of avant-garde, but that's certainly going to be the medicine of the future, because you're going to see, you know, why are some people allergic to certain drugs and not others? It's usually because of their genes are metabolizing them differently.
Well, actually, you know, it's less avant-garde as time is going on. We first looked at this, some of the listeners might remember, we spoke about this a year or two ago, and back then it was maybe a little bit less accepted than it is now, but really, as time is going on, this is becoming more and more mainstream, and I think there's a lot of potential for it.
Well,
right.
I'll tell you what, since
we just killed up another minute or two, why don't we go ahead and get the break out of the way, and then you can have a nice, clear shot at talking about these couple of research projects, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to take a break. We'll take your calls right after Dr. Podell tells you about some of these new developments. So let me give you the phone number. You can call in now if you want to. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back just after this quick word from our sponsors.
Don't lose sight of what's important, your eyesight. OcuGuard Plus capsules from Twin Lab contain a special blend of specific multivitamins, more than 14 in all designed to help protect the eyes. The plus in Twin Lab's OcuGuard Plus refers to the additional breakthrough nutrient called lutein. A day's supply contains 80 times the trace amounts found in the leading multivitamin. Lutein is abundant in fruits and vegetables and is also a potent antioxidant, highly concentrated in the of the eye, the back part of the retina where entering light hits and sends signals to the brain for sight. Research shows that lutein can serve as your body's own internal sunglasses, helping to block out visible blue light, the type causing major damage to the eye. The problem is, as we age, our supply of lutein dwindles. The natural solution? OcuGuard Plus with lutein from Twin Lab. Twin Lab, answers for life. All Twin Lab products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy. And it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to remind you folks that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you really should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, for example, we have sale discounts up to 50% off off-list price. Full lines are on sale. American Health, Source Naturals, Home Health, 35% off-list price. Doctor's Best, 33% off-list price. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Desert Essence, Kyolic, and many other lines, 30% off-list. Jarrow Formulas is even on sale, 25%, again, on the entire line. So pick up our latest product reference catalog and sale flyer. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. You can leave your name and address. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online.
Of course, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll continue our discussion and start taking your calls in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. Three clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just two multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctors Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctors Best High Absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctors Best. High absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size. As I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctors Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
And for those of you who prefer a soft gel form of CoQ10, Doctors Best 100 milligram 60 soft gels is on sale also at $10.45.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is the Wilner Window. I'm Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Speaking of Dr. Richard Podell, he's ready to tell you about some recent research on Alzheimer's and eczema. Dr. Podell.
Right. Well, I thought I'd just tell you about two very exciting recent studies on natural treatments. The first is about Alzheimer's, as Don said, and it talks about the benefits of an old Chinese folk medicine, which we know as huperazine A, and which has been on sale at Wilner's for a long, long time. It's an extract from a club moss. Modern science, and especially the Chinese are quite interested in this, have focused on huperazine A's potential benefits in memory and learning, along with patients with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Alzheimer's disease, as I'm sure you know, is the most common form of senile dementia. It accounts for more than 60% of the cognitive function disorders in the aging population. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive condition that results in a slow deterioration of memory, reasoning, and behavior. Researchers recently reviewed data collected in six clinical trials. These are not just any researchers. This is what's called the Cochrane Database, which is kind of like the supreme mainstream adjudicator of what works and what doesn't work. Very, very respectable, as it were. The objective of this review was to determine whether or not huperazine A supplementation had a beneficial effect on cognitive function in people with Alzheimer's. So why look at huperazine A? Well, it's well known that this natural product inhibits acetylcholinesterase, and that's an enzyme, and it's an enzyme that seems to be off in Alzheimer's disease. Because it affects this enzyme, it's been looked at in a number of cases to see will it help the dementias. And after reviewing the evidence from the six basic double-blind trials that they found in the literature, the authors concluded that patients taking huperazine A did show improved cognitive function, improved global clinical status, and improved functional performance, and reduced behavioral disturbance in comparison to those taking a placebo. For those of you who want the reference for this study, Don has posted more details on the Wilner website, which, of course, is www.wilner.com. Now, do we have time for next study on eczema?
No.
Okay. This was in the British Journal of Dermatology. They investigated whether DHA, which is one of the natural fatty acids in fish oil, one of the omega-3 fatty acids, would it be effective in decreasing the symptoms of eczema. The randomized double-blind study recruited 53 patients with atopic eczema. These were people 18 to 40 years of age, and they were given either 5.4 grams daily of DHA or a placebo for 8 weeks. The DHA patients experienced an 18% reduction in symptoms compared to the placebo group. These researchers, and this comes from Germany, they say, quote, our data suggests that dietary DHA could be bioactive and might have beneficial impact on the outcome of atopic eczema, unquote. Now, DHA, along with EPA, of course, is found in high concentrations in fish oil supplements. Indeed, to get that much, you're better off taking a supplement than eating that much fish.
Right. Yeah, many of these studies actually end up utilizing relatively high amounts of these oils for therapeutic effect, of course. You can get high DHA supplements. I don't know if in this case that they... that we really know whether DHA is better than EPA, or maybe they just happened to look at DHA and found that it works. But if you want to use what they did in the study, then we could go with a high DHA supplement. Okay. Now, where did I post this information on the website? If you go to Wilner.com and you click on the radio tab, the radio show tab, that'll take you to a page that has a couple of other links. There's a link to transcripts. There's a link to MP3 files. If you click on the transcripts link, that'll take you to a listing of transcripts from all of the radio shows. Scroll down to today's date, and you'll see a transcript of everything that we've discussed so far, including the references to the articles that Dr. Podell has just talked about. Okay? All right. Having said all of that, I think we have time to at least squeeze in one or two phone calls. So let's go to the phones. I think Joe is the first one in line. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Joe. How can we help you?
Hi, Doctor, and hi, Don. I'm calling because I take quite a few medications, and I also take a lot of vitamins every day. But I was wondering whether or not milk thistle alters the efficacy of the vitamins and the medications?
Well, no. Milk thistle, for those who don't know, that's an herb that has a protective and detoxifying effect on your liver, okay? Milk thistle is one of those herbs that actually has very little potential side effects or toxicity. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website and look in the reference library section, or if you look up the health notes link that's on our website, you'll see that they actually say that milk thistle is so safe it can be used by pregnant and breastfeeding women. So there's really no reason that I am aware of to think that there be any interactions between the milk thistle and your vitamins, nor I would think any of the medications. Of course, the medications you can talk to your doctor about. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, well, I'm not aware that milk thistle has any interactions, but I don't want to rely on my memory, and that's why you've got health notes up on your website, because they do keep track on the literature. I just looked up online, the National Library of Medicine put down milk thistle and interactions, and out came one article on calcium channel blockers, and it turns out that there is no interaction. But if next week an article came out for something else that said there was an interaction, the health notes people would be posting that long before you or I would likely be reading about it in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Yeah, historically, it seems that milk thistle does not have this kind of reaction. So
that's great.
You know, sometimes when we get a question like this, I think it's more, well, to me, sometimes the question is, why would there be reason to be concerned? You know, logically, there's only a handful of herbs and vitamins that have been shown to really cause problems. I guess probably the best known thing would be the grapefruit,
and St. John's wort.
You know, uh-huh. But and of course everybody likes to talk about the coumadin and the blood thinners and everything. And I think more and more everybody is starting to agree that might be a little bit overblown. So generally speaking, you know, most vitamins, of course, are things that you get in your food. So it's hard to imagine that there's going to be a problem. Okay. Well, thank you for the call. We have to take a break. Okay. As I say, it's time for a quick break, including a check on the traffic.
Hi, Julie. Would you like some ice cream?
I'd love to, Mike, but I'm lactose intolerant, and dairy products and I do not agree. I get cramps and intestinal distress whenever I eat them.
Have you heard about probiotics? I'm lactose intolerant, too, but you'd never know it. I take Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It helps my digestion. Because Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules do not need refrigeration, I carry them with me. Actually, I've just taken a couple to help me digest this mocha almond ice cream cone. You see, Julie, probiotics contain lactic acid bacteria, which aids in the digestion of dairy products and may reduce the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore your colon to good health and improve function.
Wow, that sounds great. Where can I get Dr. O'Hara's?
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Okay, I want to thank Bill Powers for clearing up the traffic this morning in Manhattan. It was a lot better than it was last week. Anyway, I don't know how it is everywhere else, but you're going to tell us, right, Bill?
That's right. Right now we've got some problems in Manhattan on the FDR Drive southbound side of 42nd Street. Disabled vehicle takes out a lane. You'll see some minor northbound rubbernecking delays as well. And the big ships are in over on the west side of town. So the west side highway is very slow now. Southbound side from the 90s into the 50s. Northbound side from the 30s up to the 50s. Lots of street festivals around Manhattan, like on Broadway between 65th and 60th Street, Amsterdam Avenue, 96th to 106th, Broadway between 14th and 6th Street. So you need to be careful and budget extra time. If you are going to be in Manhattan, you might want to use mass transit. Getting across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, inbound upper level, a 40 minutes high up, 15 minutes for the lower deck. Lincoln Tunnel costs you 20 into town. Holland Tunnel, 40 outbound side, a 15-minute delay. This report is brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Wish you had the perfect snack? Well, Blue Diamond Almonds has a new line of oven-roasted flavors you can find at ShopRite, along with all of the other healthy items on your shopping list. Blue Diamond Almonds, what a way to curb your hunger. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
Now, the product is PGX Daily, and it's in the new soft gel form by Natural Factors. Good news is it's now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. You can rejoin Don, but you can't rejoin Arnie because he's not here. He's on vacation and should be back next week. But there is a few other folks here in the studio with me. I have Sam Forbes and I have Dr. Richard Podell. Okay, I also want to remind you that we will be happy to take your phone calls if you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutritional supplements, what to take, how to take them. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. I do have some lines available. Okay, having said that, let's go to the people who have been waiting. Let's go to Tom. How can we help you, Tom?
Hi. I hope you can help me. I take a currently take a multivitamin, which is really like one of the most famous ones, but I question its efficacy. And what I'd like to know is, you know, from you, what you would suggest as the best multivitamin with supplements that I can take that is absorbed by the body and has the, you know, the most of the nutrients that a body needs.
Well, I'll be happy to. I guess the first thing I'm kind of curious about that I'd like to ask you is why you feel that the one that you're now taking is not being absorbed well.
Well, because one of the things is when I take the vitamin, supposedly, you know, when it's a good vitamin, there's vitamin B in there, and that it's usually visible when you, you know, when you urinate.
Well, very good. That's one of the things that I've advised you folks to look for over the years. It kind of depends how much B is in there. Is there at least 20, 25 milligrams of
Well, I don't have it in front of me, so
okay.
I really can't answer
okay.
that.
Okay, now is it a one-a-day vitamin?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right.
Let me interrupt. Is it that makes it yellow? Isn't it just the riboflavin?
Yes.
So it's not all the Bs?
No. It's the actual B vitamin that contributes the yellow color happens to be riboflavin or vitamin B2. But usually they're in there, you know, it's just one indicator. They're all in there at as either RDA levels, like 1.5, milligrams, or it's higher levels, and the B2 will be like an indicator. Okay, it's a very good question, and there's a lot components to an answer. Number one, I think you're making a mistake right off the bat by taking a one a day product. Okay, why? Well, because all of the vitamins in there that are water-soluble, which would include all the B vitamins and the vitamin C and most of the minerals and so forth, all of those vitamins are water-soluble, which means that they'll be absorbed and then they're going to start being excreted. Within a half a day, most of it is gone. So to really get the most benefit from the water-soluble vitamins, I always suggest that you avoid taking it as a one-a-day formulation, or even, you know, some people go and take a multi a dose and they take them all at once. That's just as bad. You really should divide up your vitamins into twice a day, all right? Take some in the morning, preferably with breakfast, and the rest take in the evening with dinner. So that will enhance, it'll get you more bang for the buck right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is to avoid what I might call a quote-unquote drugstore vitamin, if you'll pardon that term, because there, while the absorption and the mechanics of making the tablet may be fine, they don't really care if it has artificial coloring agents. They don't care if it has natural vitamins versus synthetic. And there are, you know, certain vitamins like vitamin E, a good example. There is a natural version as opposed to a synthetic version, and it does make a big difference. When you start getting into the more sophisticated, quote-unquote, health food store types of vitamins, then you'll find that instead of a synthetic vitamin E, you'll see maybe a mix of tocopherol E. You'll see higher levels of the B vitamins. You know, we don't think that taking 1.5 milligrams of B1, which is pretty close to the current daily the allowance, is really enough. We're going to be talking about 10, 25 milligrams of these various B vitamins.
We'll be including accessory food factors. Instead of putting the inorganic minerals in there, we'll be putting chelated minerals in there. So the you want to look for a formulation that utilizes the types of vitamins that are better, be absorbed more readily. What you don't want to get caught up in is the argument that capsules are better than tablets or liquids are better than both of those, because that's not really true. There are some people that are marketing liquid vitamins, for example, and trying to claim that they're going to be absorbed better. They're not going to be absorbed better. They might be absorbed a little bit more quickly, but is it really important to you that your vitamins get absorbed 2.5 minutes more rapidly than they would if you took them in a tablet or a capsule? That's not really what's important. What's important is that the full dose gets absorbed and gets absorbed over time. A properly made tablet is just as well absorbed as a capsule. So that's not really the factor. What you really want to look for is a comprehensive product. You want to take it with food, because generally speaking, taking it with food will enhance the absorption as well. Okay, those are a bunch of things I thought of. Sam, anything else?
No, there's a lot of really good what we'd like to call comprehensive or even optimal dose types of products. Wilner's makes something called Wilvite, which really accommodate all the nutrition needs, optimal doses of everything. What seems to take up the most space in some of these products are the calcium and perhaps the vitamin C products. Some people may take those on the side. So perhaps you can opt for a two-a-day type product that a number of companies make if you already take those. But if not, the Wilvite might be just what you're looking for.
And you see, Tom, you said one a day, and I both Sam and I touched on it. But the other problem is that if you're only taking a one a day, you're not getting your calcium and your magnesium, period, let alone worrying about it being absorbed, because you can't fit your daily requirement of calcium and magnesium, which we call the macro minerals due to the amount required, into one or even into two tablets. So if you were taking a one-a-day multi, you should hopefully have also been taking a calcium, magnesium, vitamin D supplement. The product Sam mentioned, the Wilvite, and there are others like it, my favorite multi from Natrol, for example. Jarrow has a 3-in-1 or something they call it.
Yeah, 3-in-1.
There's a number of other, where they include everything, including the calcium and the magnesium, all in the one product. Now, of course, that means that your total number of tablets and capsules will be 4 to 6 per day, but that's the only that might be the only product that you need to take, and everything's there in the proper ratios. And a good quality product. So that's another thing that you should think about. All right, have we answered your question?
Yeah, I think you've given me some good information, and I plan to come into your store, a Midtown store, and kind of talk to one of your people there about that. The only other thing I have in mind is the fish oil, taking fish oils. I hear so much discussion about whether you should take fish oil from the fish body or there's a different part of the fish.
No. Now, the kind of fish oil that we're normally talking about, when you hear like the study that Dr. Podell mentioned with eczema, most of these studies are talking about oil from the body. A liver, you have cod liver oil, which also has the good stuff in it, but cod liver oil is limited in the amount that you can take because it also contains vitamin A and vitamin D. And, of course, you don't want to take too much vitamin A and D. So cod liver oil can be part of your fish oil regimen, but if you're talking about a therapeutic levels of fish oil, usually you don't want to use the oil from the liver. Now, fish oil, on the other hand, the EPA DHA fish oil concentrate type products, it's one of those categories where there just are so many potential benefits and so few downsides that there aren't too many people that probably would not benefit by including a fish oil supplement in their daily regimen. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear that you hope to stop by the store. You can either come by the Broadway store downtown, 253 Broadway. Sam Forbes is down there. He'll be happy to talk to you. You can come to the Park Avenue store. store, and we'll be happy to give you all the guidance that you might need to kind of set you up with a regimen that is right for you, okay?
Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Great. Thank you very much for your call. All right. You know, it's just about time for a break, so instead of taking a call and then having to cut somebody short, let's go ahead and take the break right now. The number here again is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange. Then, there was vitamin C. And now, Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you EZ-C. EZ-C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. EZ-C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol, now available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Before we get back to the telephones, just want to tell you real quickly that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, makers of the My Favorite Multi line of supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, we're going to get right to the phones. I have a bunch of people in cars. There must, I guess the traffic on the LIE is stalled because all these people in their car phones. We got calls about cod liver oil, CoQ10, gallstones. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. But we also have one gentleman, Phil, who has been waiting for quite some time and has a quick question. So I'm going to take him first. Phil, welcome to the Wilner Window. What can we do for you?
Well, thanks. Finally, you got to me. I'm glad about that.
I knew you were getting impatient. I could tell. I saw that look on your face.
I want to know what you guys think about water, about drinking water, because people are buying all these fancy waters and they're importing waters from other countries, and they pay like $3 for 16 ounces.
Well, the old saying, the water is always greener in the other pasture.
Right. But, it seems to me that, they say that there's really no difference. I mean, New York water especially is supposed to be really good. And they say that you don't get any useful minerals from water. If you tried to get your minerals from water, you'd have to drink an ocean. It's not enough.
Okay, I see from your question you're asking about the minerals. It's not – I don't know that the question is really are you able to absorb the minerals. The fact of the matter is that assuming it's hard water where the minerals are still there, you have to remember that there's really not a lot there to start with. So even if you absorbed 100% of the minerals in the water, you're still not going to be talking about a substantial quantity of minerals. I think that's much more – the point when it comes to thinking about are you meeting your mineral requirements just by drinking water. Worrying about just how well it's absorbed, I think, is sort of moot because, again, there's just not that much there. It's like the old story with these colloidal mineral products that they were trying to push for all these years. And, who cares? There just wasn't enough there to make it matter. But you're right. Not only is it somewhat wasteful to spend all this money on these fancy bottled waters from who knows where, but also you go into a health food store and you find supposedly magically modified waters with the clumping and changed molecules. I think that's a lot of hogwash as well. Okay, good pure water. I think the main thing is to be careful that you're getting water that's pure, clean, free of contaminants, and you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get that. Sam?
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to invest in a good quality water filter. Obviously, the water up in the lakes of New York is probably quite good. The structure coming in might be somewhat aged pipes. You may have new pipes in your building, but the pipe leading the water to the building may also be.
I do what Sam, I think,
so
is hinting
good
at.
We bought quality water filter.
We still carry those.
Dalton.
Dalton. What I have in my house in New Jersey and my place in my office in Manhattan is this Dalton ceramic filter. It's a cartridge, and the difference between New York and New Jersey, however, is very, very marked. In New York, it clogs up. When I open it up, there is this rusty, slimy layer that covers up the filter relatively quickly. In New Jersey, I hardly ever have to open it up and clean it. So I know they say the water in New York is good, but as you said, maybe it's the pipes.
Upstate New York.
Yeah.
In the reservoirs.
And what I do is, I occasionally buy a bottle of Poland Springs or something, and when I finish it up, I open it up and I fill it up with water out of the filter and just keep on using it until it starts to kind of get a little bit rank, and then I get myself a new bottle.
What do you think of the distilled water?
The problem with distilled water, the ionized water, a water that's been purified with osmosis, is that now you've removed all of the minerals. You see, you're taking out the bad stuff, but you're also taking out what little minerals are there. So from a drinking standpoint, it might not taste as good. You don't have the minerals. Distilling and some of the other things might be overkill. It's not going to hurt you. And I guess if you were faced with the choice of distilled versus drinking it out of the the rain gutter, I would certainly go with distilled. But that's the only problem. It's just that that has been purified perhaps more than it really needs to be for drinking purposes. Okay.
Well, can I ask one more quick question?
Okay. These folks in the cars, they're getting mad at me now.
Quick, hurry up.
Okay.
Red meat. They say to stay away from red meat. Is pork red meat?
Well, it sort of depends. It sort of depends on what criteria you're looking for. Pork
saturated
is meat.
Fat.
Yeah, you know, from well. A pork is actually leaner. I think it's a very lean meat, or it can be. It can be, you know, depending upon the cut,
it can
be lean. I started laughing because it used to be in Israel. I think they used to have it available. They used to call it the white. What they call it? They used to disguise it
the
in
white
some way.
Beef.
Yeah. Well,
something,
actually, there is a pork industry in Israel, and
yeah,
a friend of mine
has
been doing a 1 year fellowship studying it, and a whole. Long story.
Yeah, but you know, from the standpoint, if you're a vegetarian, you're not going to be able to eat pork, okay?
Right.
You know, I mean, should you stay away from red meat or meat, period? Well, that's debatable. If you're talking about from a nutritional standpoint, I'm not sure that there's a good argument that occasional meat is a healthy thing. I mean, meat has a lot of healthy components to it, and as long as you don't overdo it, like a lot of things, it's probably not a bad thing. Okay. All right. Phil, thanks for the call. Let's see if we can take who's first on the lineup with the cars. Joe, I don't know if you're next or not, but you're on top of Noah's list. What can we do for you, Joe?
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking the call. About a year or so ago, I had some chest pain on the right side, and my doctor sent me for a sonogram. And he said I have gallstones, mm-hmm. but he said it was one large stone, and I could keep it like that, or he suggested that I have it removed, but I didn't do anything. But about 3-4 weeks ago, I started to get a constant discomfort on that side, mm-hmm. when I sleep, and I happen to have been eating a lot of fatty foods, etc. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, because I've never had a real attack or any real harsh pain, is there natural or alternative treatment that I should consider?
Well, before I turn the microphone over to Dr. Podell, I'm going to say there are some natural things you can do if you have a disposition to gallstones and so forth, but nothing that is going to remove that gallstone for you. There used to be maybe naturopathic physicians used to recommend something called a gallbladder flush, but there was always a caution that it might backfire on you and actually cause more problems than it solves. So I do not recommend that. I don't think that I'm going to be able to give you the kind of answer that you want. So I'll turn it over to Dr. Podell for the medical side of that question.
Hey, bottom line is that if this distress is due to the gallstone, then that means there's inflammation growing in your gallbladder. And that can, if not dealt with promptly, be life-threatening. And the bottom line is, I think that you should see your doctor tomorrow, unless you happen to get worse today, in which case you should be in the ER. You'll probably have to assuming this is from the gallbladder. If so, you'll probably have to have it out surgically. They have better techniques these days. But if you wait too long and don't get it out, then the risk involved in terms of illness and death actually becomes quite high.
Wow. I wasn't aware that it could get that serious.
Yes, it can.
Huh.
Well, Dr. Podell, the surgery for gallbladder, I mean, how is it high risk, low risk?
The whole key is if you're not inflamed, it's a very, very low risk. But if your gallbladder is all hot, just think of it like a bursting appendix or something. You know, you want to get it out before it gets there. And, you know, it may well be that this is not the gallbladder that's causing your symptoms, but you have to assume that it is the gallbladder until proven otherwise. And therefore, if you are even getting worse tonight, you go to the ER. If not, you see your doctor within a day or so and then see a surgeon. And then you can talk about yes or no, is it really the gallbladder?
Yeah, I think that's good advice. You know, if you go to our website and look at the health notes link under gallbladder, you'll see there are some general nutritional things you can do, vitamin C, betaine hydrochloride, lecithin, there are things, but these are not things that you're going to do to relieve an acute gallbladder attack. And so you need to determine if that indeed is what you're looking at, and if it is, go the conventional medical route, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Good luck. And don't eat too many fatty foods tonight.
Eat some vegetables and maybe some apple juice or apple cider.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I don't think we have time to take another call yet. Those of you who are waiting, if you can hold on or let us get back to you right after the break, we'll do that. Because we're just about running out of time for the first hour. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We are your Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of multivitamin supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at the Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. I want to remind you again that this is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. We hope that you'll call in with your questions, and we'll see you right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's